This is Soldiers After Dark. My name is Anthony. I'm a bold believer in Jesus, not ashamed of the gospel. And I'm sitting here with my co-host. What was your name again?
Oh, Nick. My name's Nick.
Just playing. I'm here with my brother Nick, and his fellowship continues, man. We just had our Monday night prayer meeting where we go and stand in the gap for one another and just lift each other. And just try to lay our requests at the feet of the cross, you know, and stand in the gap for one another. And that's what Soldiers of the Cross is all about. And you want to tell them a little bit about who we are and what we do?
Yeah, man, we're just a couple dudes who love Jesus. That's pretty much it. We like to talk about him. We like to go out and introduce him to people. We like to learn about him. We like to read about him. We just like spreading the gospel. And we like talking to people who love to talk about Jesus. We talk to anybody, really, but this is just a continuation of like a small fellowship that we do, and we just want to just enjoy this time with each other, fellowshipping and
talking about Jesus.
That's it. That's all it is. It's fun. That's all we're doing.
No
politicking, no drama, or we try to keep it down. I mean, we're trying to keep it fun and simple, and things come out, but for the most part, it's peaceful. I mean, there's no denomination here, no church, no specific, you know, whatever. I don't know what you would call it. Yeah, whatever they call themselves.
Right. Yeah, it's just a relationship.
We're just out here chilling and
bringing each other Jesus. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And allowing the Holy Spirit to be at work in our life. So we got some things coming up, the Soldiers of the Cross, man, Modesto. I'm excited and ready to get into the fight.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of, excuse me, I got a little coughing action here. Let me clear my throat. Excuse me. Sorry about that. No, I'm back. Yeah, we do got a lot of stuff coming up. What's the most recent, what do you know, what's the most recent thing we got coming up?
Well, I know we got Sean Foy in the revival coming up.
Yeah, that's on May 11th.
May 11th.
That's going to be big, dude.
That's going to be huge.
That's going to be at the clubhouse, at Soldiers of the Cross Clubhouse, 2401 Sylvan Avenue. I'm not sure what time everything's starting that day. We should. This is kind of ridiculous of us.
Right.
But that just shows you we're human.
Yeah.
But and it's not for... It's not because we haven't seen the flyers or posted or shared. It's just, man, we're just so busy with a bunch of stuff coming up. But yeah, I think the event itself starts at 6, I thought. Or
yeah, I believe. We'll put all the information in the description below for sure.
Yeah, we'll have some links down below or wherever we share it, we'll have that. But I'm going to go ahead. I mean, what else we got going on? While you're doing that, I'm actually going to look it up.
We need
to know about that.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. Revival with Sean Foy. We got the Indian Reservation. We're going to be coming out there doing a revival out there. That's going to be good.
Yeah, that one's going to be in November, I thought. Or no, August?
August, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be going into Arizona onto an Indian Reservation. And setting up a big tent out there too, and we're just gonna bring Jesus to that reservation, man. It's gonna be awesome.
We got Bakersfield Revival out there with Dog the Bounty Hunter, I believe. Our Myrtle Beach, it's gonna be good.
That one's coming up actually pretty soon.
Going into the prison, you know, we got so many things, so many opportunities, man. And that's what the Soldiers is all about, is fellowshipping with one another and bringing Jesus to the center of it and just grabbing a hold of these opportunities and running with them, you know, pushing the kingdom.
Yeah. Hey, so they say it's going to be between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. for the Sean Foy.
Come out and join us.
Yeah, man, that's going to be cool.
We got the men ministry Thursday night fellowship with the Word. The women do their own Bible studies, right?
Yeah, they're on Tuesdays. We talked about it the other day, but I think we need to kind of do a little more recap on that. So they start at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. They're in the Book of Acts right now. They do these studies. They purchase these little guides and books, and they between the 15 to 30 of them, depending on who shows up those nights, they just work through them, and they work through these workbooks, and it's actually really cool. My wife comes home, and we talk about them, and I just get to learn a lot from her, you know. So it's really, it's like almost like double dipping. I get Thursdays, and then I get, you know, we get the word from Ben, and then on Tuesday nights we have our tents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I come home, and then she tells me about Bible study, man. It's awesome.
And then Monday we have the prayer meetings that we have with all the brothers in corporate prayer, with the led by our brother Aaron and my battle brother Dustin. He's out there on McHenry, and a prayer tent out there across the street from the Chicken Barn in Modesto, California. So that's where, you know, the Lord put a desire in his heart, man, and we've been doing that. They've been doing that, and that's where all this just sprung from, you know. And I'm grateful for him and what he and his obedience and faithfulness to that desire that the Lord has put in his heart and in his mind.
Yeah, man, those guys are out there right now.
Yeah, they're right now.
It's Monday night, and they're out there tonight. They're the 8 o'clock they set up.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the tent up right now. I bet you they're on McHenry. So you know, if you're ever on McHenry on a Monday night, they're over there in that parking lot across the street from See's Candy, across from the Chicken Barn on Briggsmore and McHenry, kind of at the old Long's parking lot. If you remember the old Long's, it's empty now. The building's there. The lot's flat as far as the parking lot, but they're out there on Monday nights, and they stay out there pretty late too, from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, they're out there pretty late.
Yeah, I've heard some like 1 o'clockers
until Jesus tells them to go home, you know.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
That's how it should be.
But yeah, and then we have ours on Tuesdays. Ours is a little bit different. We move around a little bit, so giving you an exact location, today is what's the date today? Today's the 11th. If you're listening to this and it's not the 11th, we're not going to be in series tomorrow. So tomorrow we're actually going to be in series at the old Walmart parking lot between there's like a car audio place and a McDonald's. We're going to kind of try to find a spot there and set up our prayer tent, our fellowship tent, and we move around every Tuesday, and series happens to be the spot we're going to hit up, and we're just going to go out there and pray, encourage,
share the gospel,
praise and worship the Lord, you know. And people stop by, and they a lot of them are curious, want to know what we're doing. They're, you know, some people come by and question us, what are you doing here? And some people are just real super excited. They're, you know, some people need prayer, they find us.
We're just introducing them to Jesus. Yeah. that's it.
So that's what we do. And so tomorrow we're going to be at that parking lot between 7 and around 10 p.m. ish. We usually go a little bit later, but that's kind of around the time. We'll have a couple tents up. You'll see the lights. You'll see banners. Come on out if you're in the area, or you can always look us up too, either through Tent on a Hill or FPM Ministries. We always have the dates and the events on our pages where we're going to be up next. Or you can reach out to us in the comments, you know, ask us where we're going to be. We'll gladly tell you. It's just a big fellowship. There's no pressure. It's not put on by any particular church. It's just us. It's just a bunch of Christians. We get out there, we hang out, bring a couple chairs. There's a lady named Michelle that comes out. Amazing. She brings coffee sometimes. Every time she comes, she brings coffee and snacks. So, I mean, not that that's what you need, but, you know, it's out there to warm you up. And then this summer, we got some other plans coming up. We don't have those tied down yet, so I can't really give you
no
details dates on that, because things are changing too. And what we're doing is just, I'll tell you what, man, if you move, God moves.
That's it.
So be careful what you pray for.
Yeah, I could testify to that for sure.
What do you mean? Why don't you give us some, what do you mean there, Anthony?
Well, you know, like, you be careful for what you pray for. You pray for patience, you pray for God to use you. It's going to be in the way that might not be how you want it, but it's going to happen. Trust me, man. I went, like I said, I prayed, God, use me, Lord. And I went down on my bike and suffered a crazy motorcycle accident. But by the grace of God, I'm here today. And I'm just telling you, man, keep going. Keep growing in your faith and keep pushing. Push, pull, and strive. Jesus will do it, man. He'll keep you alive, you know?
Amen.
But we got opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, man, and just grab a hold of it and just run with it and see what the Lord has for your life, you know? Like, we all have plans and we all have motives, but it is only the Lord that guides us and directs us. And yeah, I might think that these plans that I have are going to be good. And I might think this podcast might take off or, you know, but if God is in it, then who can be against it, you know?
And what does it matter what the outcome is if he's in it?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we got to keep him involved in it, you know what I mean? And just grab a hold of something that was said or just grab a, there's opportunities out there, man. Come out here and fellowship with us and just have a conversation. That's all we're doing.
That's it.
Just bringing Jesus to the conversation, you know?
I think you'd be surprised if you just opened up and let Jesus lead the conversation. You know, I think he'll take you into places that you never expect. And the outcome would be amazing. Like, you're going to be happy about it afterwards. And revealing, you know, what would you call it? Therapeutic.
Yeah, right. And just reach out, man.
Yeah, just reach out.
Proverbs 21, verse 5, NLT. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but a hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. And that was NLT. You have a NIV?
Mine's freezing. Hold on. I'm trying to get it to open.
Let's compare. I like to compare and contrast different translations.
I'm changing apps. Proverbs?
Yeah, Proverbs.
Give me the address again for the 10th time.
Proverbs 21, verse 5.
All right. So I'm in the New King James, and it reads, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty.
Amen.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty.
And let's go
but
to
those
it.
Those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. You want to go to a different translation?
Yeah, go read an ESV one.
All right, I got you. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty.
See, so like they're the same, man. Like with all these different translations, it's just to get you to grab a hold of what was said.
The advice.
Yeah, you know, take the advice, you know. Don't be narrow-minded. Don't be hasty, but be diligent. Plan hard, work hard, and it's going to lead to abundance. It's going to lead to prosperity.
Yeah.
When we're at hard work and diligently and pushing and pulling and striving for the good things, it's gonna pay off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what we're doing here, man, this is work, man. This is stressful. We have the True Perspective New Believers Bible Study podcast that we're doing. We got the Soldiers one that we're doing. We're going to be doing another one, more of a topical discussion. And it's hard work, but we got to be diligent at it. We got to keep the Lord in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be abundant. It's a promise.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there. You can take it to the bank.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing about Proverbs. I mean, they're just so, they're truth. I mean, you can apply them to a lot of things. There's going to be, rarely will you be disappointed if you heed the warnings of these Proverbs, you know, or even in the Psalms.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
The poetry of the Psalms is just, when you start to realize, that's like it's almost like the Psalms are almost like the New Testament and the Proverbs are the Old Testament.
Right.
Is it weird? Is it weird for me to say that as a new believer? Because like if the law is the Old Testament, and that's how I'm comparing it, right? So that'd be Proverbs, right and wrong, right?
Or yeah, kind of
those parables, right? They're like very plain, not plain, but they're deep.
Like a contrast.
Yeah,
huh? A
contrast. And then when you get to Psalms, it's love. It's like a poetry, like it's like a love song. And so it kind of reminds me of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the Old Testament is Moses.
Yeah, right.
Or Psalms or Proverbs would be, you know, the law.
the law.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong. Don't listen to me.
No, I mean, you made a good point. Well, all the scripture, man, all scripture is helpful and it's profitable for life, man. It's just for us to grab a hold of it, to really to dive deep and to study how you were with that blue letter app. There's all these apps and all these different tools and things to study Bibles, man. Get yourself a good study Bible and read.
Yeah. Amen. And they're everywhere, man. It's you guys can't see it. Maybe I'll show it. One of the camera angles here, I'll just switch it over real quick. Over to the left, to the right of Anthony here. You'll see part of the bookshelf. I mean, those are all books I got from the second hand. There's probably like $25 worth of books right there. It's, I don't know. We'll take a picture, but it's pretty wild. But commentaries and study Bibles, daily devotionals, just books on just different people in the Bible. I mean, these are people's collections that when they've passed, get taken to the second hand store. There's life in these books. Obviously the word is in these books. But there's a lot of good opportunities. If you're looking for a study Bible or you don't even really know what you need to get into, just go down to the secondhand store and a thrift store and just check out their book section. You'd be surprised of all the good stuff you can find that's just got good reading. You know, Vernon McGee.
He's good.
You know, you got all kinds of, you know, you got the MacArthur. You can't see the books, but there's a lot. And this isn't nothing compared to what.
A man of God told me, you know, we're not going to reinvent the wheel.
Nope.
Christianity's been around for thousands of years, you know? So all we get to do is learn and adapt. That's it. Like, we learn from Jesus. I want to make sure you guys are reading the scriptures for yourself and learning for yourself from Jesus himself. Don't take my word for it. But these things are just a tool. They're just a tool for you to we're just building wraps.
Yep.
All we're doing is building wraps for you to grab a hold of something and build on that foundation.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Jesus Christ is the foundation and you grab something and just build on it, you know?
Yeah, it's also important to remember, like in these books, what Anthony was saying, their tools is they aren't the Bible.
Yeah.
They're someone's interpretation of it that's going to help you maybe understand the Bible better. But it's still not the Bible. It's not the word. I mean, they'll take the word and then try to explain it to you, but you still have to go in and read it for yourself and see how it applies, right? Because you can't get to heaven and say, well, MacArthur told me this.
Yeah.
God's going to be like, well, he's wrong too. Whatever. I'm not saying he's wrong at all. But in general, like you can't put your faith in man and say, well, he told me this is what it said. You got to get into it for yourself. If you're going to be quoting it.
Yeah.
Because you can have a relationship, it'd be tough, but you can have one without the book. You know?
Yeah, it will be tough. It's going to, because you need to know about your Savior. Yeah,
you need to get a relationship with him.
You need to build that relationship. And that's the tough part. You know what I mean? Like, when you see a big old book and you start reading these things which you don't understand or it makes you feel some type of way, you're going to close it. And that's not what, you know, the Bible's meant for. The Bible's meant to guide you and direct you through this life. But when you're young and you don't want to listen to advice, you don't want to heed it, then you're going to close the manual.
Yeah.
The manual for life, man. And I've been there and I've done it. And all this is just a tool for you to grab a hold of it and open it up for yourself. You know, that's all we're doing here. And it's just a way for us to dive deep for ourselves and to try to make it clearer for the person that first put their faith in Jesus. Because I remember when I placed faith in Christ and it was difficult. And I'm grateful and thankful for meeting a brother and who brought me to the soldiers and around great men who I can learn from and you know what I mean, like be equipped for the ministry. And just, and that's what this is all about. Is if I can reach just one, that's what TC is all about, man. Is going after that one and pulling them out of darkness. That's it.
That's it.
That's all we're trying to do.
Let's wrap up this one and then, you know, prepare for the next one.
That's it.
But, yeah, man, you guys, just try to keep it simple, man. You know, if you can take one thing from me tonight or whenever you're listening to this, is just really try to remove yourself from talking about Jesus. And what I mean by that is just make it easy. Don't try to make it so hard. You're the problem. Remove yourself from there. Just give him Jesus. You don't need to give him all the other stuff. Jesus will do the job.
Amen. How you went through that same issue, that same problem, and just give him Jesus. How Jesus came to that situation. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening. And we're going to wrap up this episode. And what do you want to close out in prayer?
Let me close out with one thing. We didn't talk about, and it's kind of important. I kind of want to touch on it on multiple things. Is this April 6th?
What's
the prayer 6th? Class?
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna open up the flyer, but I'll add that to the link down below. We'll probably put some pictures. You'll see us spreading this around. But we have an event. Same thing. It's at a church. It's at Riverbank Assembly of God. It's an equipping. It's a prayer course. It's, you know, for those of you who know us, we're out at the prayer, we have prayer tents and we're out in the community. We know a lot of people struggle with praying in public or, the confidence it takes sometimes to put hands on people and pray. You don't need to pray in tongues. Just, you can put hands on somebody. You can do it silently. You know, God knows. He knows your heart, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of confidence or hanging around with people that, we've all been in that situation. Trust me, a year ago, I was afraid to pray in public, but it just takes practice. And sometimes being around people who do it, will help you just gain more confidence in that. Anyways, we're putting on a class. We're bringing in a gentleman from the Bay. His name is Leroy Tevis. It's an equipping. He teaches people how to, pray in with confidence about different subjects. So, to be able to ask people what they need for prayer, to recognize different things that they need and how to approach them. And that way you can kind of go through this road. This is a map so that you'd be able to get to your destination a little quicker and with more confidence and safely, right? Because we're out on the streets. We got to be able to protect ourselves out there too. And this, in these courses, you know, this class that we're doing, it's just an equipping. It's just an afternoon. It's April 6th at the Riverbank Assembly of God. And it starts at 10, ends at 3. We'll be providing a lunch. It's in their multi-purpose room. All are welcome. Men, women, individuals, couples, small ministries, large ministries. Just sign up. We'll have the link down below. And it's free. And just, if anything, it'd be just like a really good, worst case scenario, it's a fellowship.
Yeah.
But trust me, we're going to be breaking ground. And when people start seeing the fruit from these courses that we're going to start bringing in, we're going to do more stuff like this. This is just a preview of what we're doing, but we're trying to get people equipped so that they can duplicate. I'm not saying what we do is all holy and almighty when we do these prayer tents, but it makes a difference and it's super easy. So we're just trying to make it, something that people can replicate. And if praying in public keeps you from doing it, we want to break those barriers down. We want to break those chains. We want to ask the Lord for boldness. So let's just go right into prayer for that.
Yeah.
And Lord, I just thank you for another night of prayer. I thank you for all of everything that you've provided for us, Lord. I thank you in advance for anybody that's listening out there that needs a fellowship or, any kind of brotherhood or even a sisterhood to reach out. You know, we can put you in places. And I'm just asking that the Lord softens your heart and gives you some boldness to step out and reach out to people who are like-minded or, you know, have the same goals in you in life. And that's to put Jesus first, Lord. And I just ask that you find those people and you get them this message. And I just ask that you lift up all of our brothers out there, all the soldiers on their way home and the guys tonight at the tent, that you lift them up, Lord, and that you take you know what to do. You deliver him out there tonight on McHenry, Lord, and let Jesus do his job. And I just appreciate you, love you, in your son's holy and precious mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Hey, see, you don't have to be a professional prayer. You can butcher it even if they call you the prayer man. But hey, but that's what's the beauty about it, is it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
As long as you meant it, God knows.
That's it.
And for those that, you know, you'll hear me all the time. I struggle with prayer, and I'm talking about an open prayer life. But it does get easier, and the Lord does take away those worries from you. You know, not Amen. To add on to a longer podcast, but for the people out there worried about prayer,
just do it.
Just do it. No time like the right time, and the right time is right now.
That's it. Join us for the next episode.
God bless you guys.
God bless.